From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
We'll be right back. All right, you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Thank you very much for tuning in for another awesome, awesome episode of Montana Music. This is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to the show. Welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, yeehaw.
This is Mistress Mystery saying, okay, was fun.
I don't know why, just something I yeehaw. Haven't said, and yeehaw just, it doesn't, something that Mr. Chansey usually doesn't say, so.
Woo-hoo! That's why it threw me for a loop, because then I was like, oh, I completely
woo-hoo
lost what I was going to say.
I mean, that's one of my common drunk phrases, woohoo!
Oh, well, woohoo.
And the drunker I am, like, the more louder it gets, and the more obnoxious, and the longer the woohoo lasts, and you can always tell, I mean, the closer it is to closing hour, the, you know. I know when I should be going home, when it, you know, lengthens to about 30 seconds. You're like, ooh, good sign, dude. It's time to stop.
It's time to retire.
Time to start the soda and the pop and the water.
Yes, here, have a glass of water.
Water.
I'd like a rum and coke this time. Anti-rum.
Hold the rum.
Hold the rum on this one.
But I still want to look cool when I order my drink, so.
So don't you make it look like one of those, you know, like sober drinks. I want to look like a real drink. You better charge me regular price, too. Don't want my friends to think that I'm wussing out.
All right. Some Judgment Hammer to start off this week's show. They're from Missoula, Montana. The song is Invisible Hand. That was a great song. Love Judgment Hammer. You've got Jared, Dustin, Sid, and Terrell. They were founded in October of 2004, and they've set out to restore thrash metal to its former glory days. You can definitely hear the influence of the 80s thrash and in their songs, I guess.
Yes, many members are also in the Metallica tribute band, Blistered Earth, which is pretty freaking fantastic. So there's definitely an influence there.
Definitely, definitely. You can go to their website, judgmenthammer.com, for more information. Judgment Hammer has a show coming up. It's going to be up at the Flathead Valley Metal Fest. They're going to be playing with Dripping Orifice, Wizard, Stupid Human Suit, 7 Year Lie, Fortress, and more. And that's going to be on August 20th up in the Flathead area in Kalispell. August 20th, $10 cover, doors at 6 p.m., 21 plus with ID. That should be a good festival. We might have to run up and check that one out because, well, I love Kalispell, so.
You know, so pretty up there.
I have not been up there for many, many years, so I need to go back.
Oh, we should go up there, stay at the Nine Pipes Lodge. Oh,
yes.
Make it an adult adventure, mistress adventure.
When are we going?
August 20th, apparently.
Awesome. It's always good to know.
Good to know. All right, let's get back into the music now. We've got some Asinine.
Asinine is out of Billings. It's kind of cool to go back on some of their Facebooks, and they've actually posted some of their original videos from like 5-6 years ago and how much they've changed since that time. I mean, it's just kind of weird watching some of their videos on their YouTube and stuff and seeing how much they have grown as a band. You've got members Dustin, Dave, Ben, Spock, and Trevor. I love the name Spock. It's just an awesome name. I'm not sure if that's one of his parents originally gave him or if that's a name that he chose. If it's a name his parents gave him, more power to him. Right? But, I mean,
I know a girl named Golden.
It's, you know, people come up with the most unique names for their kids, and mm-hmm. unique names are awesome. Just remember that somebody has to yell that out during sex sometime. And, you know, there are certain things that I don't know if I can yell during sex, like, yay, give it to me, Spock.
I could.
Depends. I mean, he's a good enough looking Spock. I'll call him whatever he wants in bed.
Except for late.
As long as you're not late after being in bed, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not late, not the niches, you're good.
And you're not dripping.
Use protection.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Make sure it's consensual.
That's like our mistress. That's like our mistress thing for the day. And that's like, you know, use protection. Advice. You know, get permission.
True stories. All right, this is Asinine with their song Montana Emo Massacre on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Girl.
We'll run the streets with blood and lemonade. 1, 2.
Hey, this is Johnny Angus from The Farthest Edge, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Fuck yeah.
That was some Shermana with Destruction on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They're from Missoula, Montana. They've got Dwayne and Levi, described as a post-metal atmospheric sludge metal. Awesome, awesome band. Established in October of 2009. These guys are pretty awesome. I love their name. They have a really cool upcoming show. They're going to be playing on July 8th over in Missoula, Montana at the Zach Below with Stoic, East Sherman, Dead Beats. It's going to be a $5 show, which is awesome. It's quite the mixture. You got Stoic from Wyoming, and then you've got East Sherman from Spokane, Washington. And then they're going to have Dead Beats, who is Missoula's bluegrass band. And, of course, Shermana. It's only $5, and you can find out more information by going to Shermana's Facebook page. And it's going to be on Friday, July 8th, over in Missoula, Montana. So definitely, definitely check that out. We're going to stay in the Missoula area and hang out with some Beef Curtain.
These guys are out of Missoula, Montana. Like, members include Liam, Shin, and Bice. Haven't seen much activity from these guys for a while. They drive track across the nation, so that could very well be what's going on. Maybe they just got busy, but hopefully we'll hear something about them here real soon. Maybe some upcoming shows or something. But, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that one. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal, and this is We're All Dead.
Yeah!
Leif Winterroad from Walking Corpse Syndrome. We are gonna skull you.
Day. And all the while, I sigh and hope.
got done playing the Rich Stafford Project. Rich Stafford Project is originally out of Butte. So a shout out to our Butte guy. He's had a lot of influence in his past, from metal to jazz to classical. You can download more of his information on his website and, of course, on his Facebook, the Rich Stafford Project.
And we haven't heard very much from Rich since he moved down to the Texas area as far as shows. But I did see a couple posts the other day, so it seems like he's getting settled down into Texas now and starting to promote his music, which is good to see that he's still sticking with it, because I really enjoy the Rich Stafford Project. So, yeah, good song. We're going to head over to the Missoula area and listen to some Blessed Doom. You've got Rosin, Russ, Sherry, and Eddie. And, of course, we've got the newest member, Mr. Ryan Cromdar. He's doing very well, formerly of Walking Corpse Syndrome. Love Cromdar. He's amazing, and Blessed Doom's amazing. So I'm excited to get to see a show where he's playing with them live. And
I look forward to it because I liked watching him.
He's fun.
He's one of those band members that he just runs around, and you can't help but smile seeing him. And
He just makes you smile.
An amazing artist on top of it, being an awesome guy.
So Blessed Doom was formed in the fall of 2005, and they've played many local shows in Western Montana, sharing stage with Boba Flex, Psycho Stick, Hemlock, and more. High energy from this band, and it's just awesome to watch them live. And Eddie from Blessed Doom provides some of the best promotional posters in Montana, and you can even go to their Facebook page, and he's got a link where he'll make posters for you. Last Friday they played the Amoy Fest. It was a cancer fundraiser. All proceeds went to help the Kirkley family. It was last Friday over in Missoula, Montana. They had 26 live art bands playing at five different venues, and it was like they were doing different genres of music at different venues. And then so all the proceeds from all the shows that happened last Friday night over Missoula, Montana went to help Amaya put a kaboom on cancer, and that poster was fantastic. Yeah, Blessed Doom kicks a lot of ass. They put on a lot of awesome shows and help out people, and yeah, you should definitely check them out. All right, this is Blessed Doom with Governmental Sodomy on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
We'll be right back. Hey, we're 16 Penny. You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem, and you've been nailed.
You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Mental. That was some Unicorn Cannery with Sick Addiction. I love these guys. Unicorn Cannery was constructed from the ashes of several other local regional bands and was formed a unique sound that blended so many different influences. Jess is just so amazing to me. She blows me away. But They have been inactive since 2014, but Jess and them are kind of off doing their own things now. Jess is actually in 16 Penny,
yep,
which is amazing, and I love to hear her scream.
And then other members are in As the Crow Flies, so it's not like Unicorn Cannery like broke up. They just went off to do other little things. You know, they're still active in the music scene, and they're still awesome.
Absolutely. And just because they're not playing together at the second doesn't mean they won't be.
Yep.
Exactly. So, yeah, but you can check out their Reverb Nation and their Facebook.
We're going to see 16 Penny here in Butte, Montana at the Butte Depot. They're going to be playing with Walking Corpse Syndrome. That's going to be on July 8th at the Butte Depot. All ages, $10 only. Full night of metal. Lots of fun. Walking Corpse and 16 Penny never disappoint. So definitely never. Come over and check out that show.
I know I'm looking forward to seeing 16 Penny since they got back together. This will be the first time I've got to see them.
They're phenomenal.
And yeah. I'll say I love her just when she was with Unicorn Cannery and cannot wait to see her because every time I see her, she's such a blast. Even if she's not performing, she always amuses me.
She's so
friendly.
Oh my God, you got to do shenanigans with her. We did shenanigans in California. You got to do shenanigans on Friday night.
Shenanigans are necessary.
It'll be fun. So July 8th, Butte Depot, come join the shenanigans with the Mistresses and Unicorn Cannery and Walking Corpse.
Pick out some shenanigans so you can do it with us.
Come join us on July 8th at the Butte Depot with 16 Penny and Walking Corpse Syndrome and the Mistresses of Mayhem, and we'll do lots of shenanigans together.
Yes. Check it out. Be awesome. We're going to head over to the Hamilton area.
We're going to close out this week's episode of Montana Metal with From the Buried. We want to have you tune in next week for more Montana Metal. Some of our featured bands next week will be Stupid Human Suit and Uncommon Evolution. Mistress Oisey, thanking you very much for tuning in this week, and we hope that you get out and support a local Montana Metal show.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, whatever you do, remember, have some fun, enjoy life. It's too damn short.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, true dat, take pictures, though, because we want proof.
Unless it's illegal, then don't take pictures. Obvious reasons.
All right, we're going to end this show tonight with From the Buried. This is Risen. Members include Skylar, Jeff, Jace. And they were formed in 2011. They have a new album releasing soon, and it's going to be a cool promo video getting us excited for the release, So Not Immortal. So it can be found on their Facebook page, so go check it out. You can purchase their album on their website right now. So learn more at fromtheberry.com.
And that video is really cool, so you should definitely check it out, the promo video.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week, and of course Sean from mtradio.net for letting us play on his awesome, awesome station. Be sure to check out his great station and get involved with your local metal scene. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.